Have you ever been to the beach and seen a clam before?
Have you ever been on the Little Mermaid ride at Disneyland where you literally sit in clams?
Have you ever eaten clam chowder?
Have you ever wondered what a clam was?
Have you ever seen a pearl?
A shiny one?
And wondered how it was made?
Well then, don't clam up your brains because we're just about to tell ya.
The Sippies Broadcast.
That's sweet.
Like us.
The perfect combination.
Yay, let's celebrate.
The Stuffies Broadcast.
Season 3.
Episode 3.
Hi, I'm Bee Bear.
And I'm Fuzz.
And you're listening to the Stuffies Broadcast.
Let's go! Today we are focusing mainly on clams. But let's first discuss the differences and similarities of clams, mussels, and oysters.
Okay, they're all part of the mollusk family, and you can call them bivalves. Bivalves means an animal with a two-part shell that connects with a hinge in the back. There are more than 10,000 different species of bivalves in the world.
Yep, and can you believe that they are cousins with snails, slugs, octopus, and squid?
Wow, but they're very far removed cousins. Clams, mussels, and oysters have different appearances. Clams are white, light tan, and brown colored.
Both halves of their shells are the same size, and they are roundish shaped. They are nice and smooth, and you can see little lines going across it.
Mussels are smaller and have blue and black shells that are the shape of ovals and are shiny inside.
Shiny!
Yes, shiny like the crab in Mulan.
Lastly, oysters are brown, white, and gray and are more irregular shaped than the other two.
Let's see where they live.
Oh, look! We arrived at the ocean.
Cool!
Clams and mussels can live in freshwater or saltwater. Saltwater is places such as the ocean, and freshwater are places like the Great Lakes in the United States and the Mississippi River.
Meanwhile, oysters live in saltwater and brackish waters. Brackish waters is a mix between saltwater and freshwater. Examples of brackish water are swamps and estuaries.
Going back to clams, on the Atlantic coast of the United States, there are coquina clams, which are white, pink, yellow, and purple. Coquina is spelled C-O-Q-U-I-N-A.
If you search up a video of them, you can see that they are quick to pop up out of the sand after each wave, but burrow themselves quickly when the wave comes again.
Another type of clam is a giant clam, Tridacna gigas, that is 4.8 feet long and it weighs 550 pounds.
Wow, that's heavy! In addition, the Tridacna maxima clam is spelled T-R-I-D-A-C-N-A-M-A-X-I-M-A, and is super colorful on the inside.
I love the blue and green hues of them. Moreover, there are many different clams in the world, but they share similar parts.
Inside the two halves of the shells, there are two muscles that help the shell close. There's also a thin coating around the clam that keeps it in its shell called the mantle.
Then there's the siphon that looks like two straws. They stick out of the shell and one of them pulls in food and oxygen from the water, while the other straw disposes waste.
Ew! Another interesting fact is that the geoduck clam has a siphon so gigantic that the clam can't even close all the way.
And another positive of clams, besides eating them, is that they filter the water in their environments to make it more livable for other animals.
That's wonderful. Additionally, let's talk about a clam's life cycle. How long can they live?
According to National Geographic, some clams can live only up to 1 year, while the oldest clam found ever was 507 years old.
What? 507 years old? That was ages ago.
Yep, they named the quahog clam Ming because it was alive during the Ming Dynasty.
The Ming Dynasty?
Yep, and Leonardo da Vinci.
Wait, how could they tell the clam's age?
You can count the bands on the shell. Each band is equal to 1 year, which is similar to rings on a tree. Sometimes the bands are too small or narrow to count, so scientists use a process called radiocarbon to count.
Interesting. So, we know that clams can live up to different ages. I wouldn't want to be a clam because then I wouldn't know how long I'd live. So, what are the chances a clam born will survive to be an adult?
A very smart question. Clams were born, are born in eggs and become larvae. Only 0.1% of all larvae born make it.
What? That's terrible.
Well, sadly, it's true. When clams are little, they are just free to float and swim in the water and are very vulnerable to predators. Vulnerable means very easily attacked. They don't have their shells yet to protect them.
Green crabs, horseshoe crabs, seagulls, starfish, whelks, which are sea snails, moon snails, and humans all eat clams, and therefore not many of the baby clams survive.
Okay, after that very sad and dramatic introduction to the clam life cycle, let's move on to the next stage.
So we know they started as eggs. After 1 to 4 days, they become trachophore larvae. And then, when they are 2 to 10 days old, they are 0.2 millimeters, or 0.008 inches.
Do you know how small that is?
I know. That's twice the thickness of a human hair, which is super, super tiny.
And then, for at least the species called hard clam, it takes 8 days to 2 weeks from the trachophore stage to reach a juvenile clam.
I would say that's like a kid clam.
Yeah, this is when the clams get their shells.
They make their shells by using calcium in the water, making it a glue, and then the mantle uses that glue to make the shell.
After 4 to 6 weeks, clams attach themselves to the ocean floor, or seaweed, with thin threads called bissel threads.
4 months later, waves push them towards the intertidal zone,
which is the area right where the waves hit the shore.
In the intertidal zone, the clams then bury themselves in the sand. The razor clam can bury itself 70 centimeters into the sand, which is 27 inches or 2¼ feet.
Then it takes 1 to 2 years for the clam to become an adult.
Wow, that is super fast.
Yep. Later, once female clams have lived 3 years, they give birth again.
And it all repeats?
Yep. And some clams live to be 500 years old.
Wow, now I have a new appreciation for clams.
Me too. Although pearls are more commonly found in oysters, the process of making a pearl is similar in both oysters and clams.
Pearl time!
So, how do you make a pearl?
Well, first, there are real pearls, aka oriental pearls.
Then there are cultured pearls, which are
artificially made.
Finally, imitation pearls.
Like the name says, a total imitation. Let's start with the oriental pearl.
It's 100% real.
To begin, an irritant gets into a mature clam.
A mature clam?
Basically, a few years old.
Oh, okay.
Also, an irritant is something that bothers the clam.
Like a rock or sand?
Yep. Somehow, it gets inside the clam shell.
As a defensive mechanism, the clam coats the irritant with liquid.
After many layers, a pearl is revealed. It is smooth and round. The colors can be white, cream, or gray.
And some of the colors of the rainbow. Although not all pearls are smooth and round.
Yep, many are interesting shapes.
Also, the clam may reject the irritant, so there's no pearl.
The clam can also die from disease and other things.
So only 50% of the clams with an irritant may survive.
Also, only 5% of the pearls are good enough for top jewelry makers.
Ugh, I guess we're very picky. Like, oh, I can't have a pearl that's not a circular pearl.
But do you know how few pearls there are in the first place?
Yep, that's what makes them valuable.
Alright, now for how to make an artificial pearl.
The process is the same, but the producer puts in the irritant.
Lastly, the third type, an imitation pearl, is a glass bead covered in a mixture.
And that's how the three types of pearls are made.
Now to the
biggest natural pearl ever!
The largest pearl ever found is called the Pearl of Porto.
It was found in the Philippine Sea.
It weighs 75 pounds.
It is 2 feet long and 1 foot wide.
Although it isn't sphere-shaped, it is lumpy-shaped.
Its estimated value is
$100 million!
Wow.
Making a pearl is some pretty rich content.
But you're getting the information for free!
Today, we learned about a clam's life cycle,
the different parts of a clam,
how to differentiate differentiate a clam from other mollusks and bivalves.
And how clams and oysters make pearls.
What was your favorite clam that you talked about today, Buzz?
Oh, well, mine is the coquina clam. What about you, Beanbear?
Ooh, nice. I love the colorful Tridacna maxima clam.
And now, we've finished!
Yay! Let's celebrate!
Haha, that's funny.
Thanks!
And thank you to all of our listeners who have helped motivate us to make these podcast episodes!
We'll see you soon on Stuffy's Broadcast.
Fuzz! Beanie Bears! Thank you to OceanConservancy.org, CSIMaine.org, BarnGatShellfish.org, National Geographic, Business Insider, U.S. Santa Barbara, and Sciencing.com.
Also, thank you to the Thomas Jewelry's How Pearls Are Formed article.
You guys are the pearls of our podcast.